Alair and I have done some fashion videos. They're really, really fun. They are a loud process for us.
I'm loud.
No, we both are.
I'm a screamer.
Welcome to Yap and Strap. I'm England. This is Alair. Today we're talking about finding your confidence within the queer community. How you find your style, especially when you're Alair and you got big titties.
Don't look at them. We are in a different studio.
Yeah, this background is going to look a little different because I am in the lovely city of New York.
In New York.
God, that sounds good. Visiting Alair.
Doing some content, obviously here for a podcast. We originally were going to try to do it in my apartment, but my apartment is...
the size of my whole body.
Like a smidge bigger. You're in Times Square. I fucking hate Times Square.
Why would you tell our audience that? I don't want them to be mad at me.
They should be mad at her. You don't come to New York and go to... people come to New York and go to Times Square, but you don't come to New York and go to Times Square. I got bit there the first time I ever went.
Yeah, I got bit there too.
What?
Nah, I didn't. I wish. Don't. So. I wish you
now
bit
you
me.
Trying to be empathetic.
I'm trying to be the same.
I know we resemble somewhat each other.
No. This is what happened. My girlfriend and I, we were trying to get like an Airbnb or a fucking hotel. Apparently Tech Week's a thing.
What is Tech Week? Is it for
Broadway? You
work on
your computers.
Who's it for?
The tech guys.
They come here and they work on... how does that make sense?
You know what that means? There's a lot of men here right now. This is a scary time.
I thought that it was like Tech Week was like for Broadway or shows or something, because that would make more sense to me. Well, let's talk about our yap and our strap. For those of you who don't know, our yap is something that grinds our gears, that maybe pisses us off just a little bit, and our strap is something that we want to keep close to, we love, we maybe want to strap it. We want to do all good things.
Did you strap last night?
I will go first.
Please.
Traffic police. I fucking hate traffic police. To me, they are pointless. Why do you need to be a cheerleader for the lights? They're already working.
Maybe they were gay growing up and this was their lifelong dream to be a cheerleader and they felt like they couldn't make it. So they decided to...
I think they're pointless. You're doing what's already done. And they also, if you're going to be a traffic cop, you have to make sure no cars get in the middle. They don't do that. All they do is just do what the lights do. You are pointless. All you are saying is, go, Kylie, go for the red light, green light. You don't need to do that. Just go, like, I don't know. Walk dogs. Go be a better member of society. If you're a traffic cop, we have beef. My strap. Biking. We have beautiful freaking city bikes in New York City, and now that it's warm, I'm biking everywhere. I biked here this morning. It was like a 40-minute bike. I love it. Do I almost potentially risk my life every single time because you either get hit by cars or pedestrians? Hit by pedestrians, not hit pedestrians. Absolutely. But it's worth it.
Tomato, tomato.
I love it. It's my favorite thing. Except for, I like the electric city bikes. I don't like the normal city bikes because whoever made them clearly was having a bad day and doesn't like themselves.
They don't work.
You know what I think is a rite of passage to be a New Yorker is you have to bike over a bridge with a regular city bike, specifically the Williamsburg Bridge. I might make you do that. No, I'm not. I might make you do it. England, if you don't tell me your yap and your strap right now.
My yap is I'm extremely fortunate and happy to be here. I'm extremely not fortunate that I'm staying in Times Square. That is my yap.
I can't forgive her. It's not your fault, but I am upset at you.
No, I'm upset too. It's loud.
Too many people.
So many people.
I don't think that many people should be able to congregate in one space.
My strap. I got a couple straps. Honestly, my first strap is that I was lucky enough to go to Gov Ball this weekend with this little fucking gay and my girl.
Gay and girl. My girl wasn't there.
It was fun. It was a good time. Because we are the queers that we are, another one of my straps is that my girl and I have really been getting on it with sex.
Oh!
And that's great. We said New York City never sleeps. New York City.
Because you're in Times Square, so you're always energized.
Ugh.
How is that?
The opposite. Gives me less energy.
Okay, well, you're fucking...
That is my strap, I think I would say, yeah.
The strap is that you're strapping.
Hey.
Yeah.
Solid.
Okay, so how did you find your style? Tell me a little bit about your confidence journey.
Finding my style and finding my confidence was a journey, as it is for all of us. I think within the queer community, it can be a little bit trickier, personally. Believe it or not, I was more femme, shall we say. I know, gasp. Had long hair. Curled it every day.
Curled it every day.
Curled it or straightened it.
Well, when you're straight, you're straight. Okay.
I wore the lovely, like, booty heels. Yeah.
I actually don't think I've ever seen photos of you as a lady.
Let me show you one right now.
Let me see.
You want to see one?
Oh, my God. You're going to get my raw reaction.
For instance.
Whoa! Wait, you're cute.
I was a little babe, man.
Oh my God, you were such a pretty little lady.
Thank you. Still am.
Do you think we would have been friends in high school, even though you're so much older than I am?
You're such a fucker.
Not the Tumblr girl. You were a hot femme. I wasn't a hot femme.
Thank you. No, for sure. Like, once you're hot, you know, you're
I don't think
hot.
I looked 100% yeah. right.
I was a girly, but, like, I was still more bro-y. Whenever I would date guys, we were, like, fucking buddies. And then when they wanted to have sex, I was like, oh, fuck. I forgot we have to do that. I had the, like, long hair. I was dating more masculine-presenting women at the time. I don't know. I just kind of started to feel as though the people that I was dating that were more masculine, we were butting heads a lot because a part of me was feeling as though maybe I actually want to present that way. And it was like internally making me a little bit angry. And that wasn't also fair to the partners that I had at the time. When I was about 23 is when I really started questioning cutting my hair. It just, you know, was kind of a floating thought within the back of my head at all times. And then I was feeling a little, you know, scared to do, of course, like cutting your hair is such a scary thing to do. My style started shifting, went from those skinny jeans and high-heeled booties to Air Forces and a little bit more baggy pants. That was the start. And then I said, fuck it. And when I turned 24, I decided to cut my hair.
How short?
Like this.
Oh, like that. Okay.
Yeah, I just went straight to it.
Yeah.
And the shift in how I felt.
Oh my God.
Was immediate.
Yeah.
Not in an egotistical way, but the way that people looked at me was as if I had a new level of confidence. And maybe I already had it within me,
yeah.
but I wasn't feeling it on the outside yet to match what I was feeling on the inside. So it wasn't clicking. And then finally, when I cut my hair, the light in confidence that I was exuding, I mean, it changed drastically. Yeah. I actually remember the day that I cut my hair, I went into a party and I thought this girl was super attractive in the party. And I just had this like new level of confidence. I went up to her and I was like, oh, I'm so into you. But it just like, it showed. She was like, you're so attractive. You feel so confident, all this.
So after the hair, did the style come?
Absolutely not. Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay, so you were still girly pop.
So no, I wasn't. Actually, I will say a little bit before I cut my hair, I was changing my style. I was kind of bleeding into the baggy clothes. Yeah. I was doing a lot of like baggy button-ups. And I think that was my transition. Like things started going from those tighter clothing items to a little bit more of the, you're gonna wear an oversized Harley Davidson t-shirt and call that a fit. I think that can totally be a cutie little fit. But when you're changing your style, you're obviously gonna start slow. And that's what it was for me. So I was diving into the what felt like more mask presenting part of myself and that internal top mindset. So I was feeling that way just before cutting my hair, maybe a few months. And then that's when the switch of like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna cut my hair. So then when I cut my hair, then I started diving into changing my fashion and the fucking journey that was. I went through this period of time where right after I cut my hair, I thought that 70s fashion was really, really cool. And I was like, no, I want to wear a ton of trousers, like really high up and button ups, old looking boots. I looked like a Karen to an absolute T.
A Karen?
It was not good.
Well, I need to see. I'm a visual person.
Here, you want to see?
Yeah, 100% I want to see it.
It just like wasn't right. And honestly, bless my partner at the time, because after time passed, I was like, what were you enjoying about that?
Yeah.
But it just goes to show, like, every day I'm figuring out new things that I like. Right now, I'm actually in a transitional period where I'm wanting to change my fashion and I'm wanting to find new things. I want to dive into areas that are really scary and that are different, because I think that's absolutely, yeah. To my point on this is that finding your style is never a linear process. I think that's absolutely okay. And if you are in the moment right now of figuring out your style, whether you're femme, mask, in between, stem, every other word that we have in the dictionary for it, it is going to take you a minute. And also, I don't think fashion has to look like the person next to you.
No.
It can look like whatever feels comfortable to you. And I think that's what is one of the most important things about fashion, but also one of the best things about it is that if you feel confident in it and you feel like it's making you feel that sense of connection to what you're putting on your body, then it works for you. It can be anything. I mean,
that's important.
There's some days where I wear something that I'm like, this looks fucking sick. And then there's some days where I'm like, we're gonna come back to that.
We're gonna revisit this.
But that's a little bit of my style journey. And it's literally always going like this. I know for myself that when I started dressing for myself and what I felt like I wanted to do for a long time is when the confidence started hitting. And when I was like, okay, shit, like yeah. I'm really starting to feel like myself.
Yeah.
As you guys have seen, Alaire and I have done some fashion videos. They're together. Really, really fun. They are a loud process for us.
I'm the loud process. I'm loud.
No, we both are.
I'm a screamer.
I know you're in the process of figuring out your personal style. Yeah. So what's your journey been with fashion, style, confidence?
Mine is somewhat parallel to what you were saying. My first thing was my hair. Even after I came out and started becoming more comfortable within who I was and knowing my sexuality, my style still very much was like very feminine, or also I always say like for the male gaze. Like I would still show off the mommy milkers because what you have, you should
yabos.
You should be able to benefit off of.
I mean, you show a male a yabo and they're like, here's my money, here's my life, here's my whole entire
dignity. That's what you need. It's a superpower. And so even as I became comfortable within my sexuality, I was comfortable within myself. So actually the big change for me was more so moving to New York. Not necessarily because I was like moving away from home, because I still grew up in a very like accepting household. I had more queer friends who were a really great representation of like being confident within themselves and showing that off based off of like clothing and how they presented themselves. It took me a second, but after I would say a little under a year of living here, I finally cut off my hair.
Did you go straight when you cut off your hair to this length, or would you?
No, I went more so, it wasn't bob, but it was a different haircut. But I was able to.
Did you have a bob?
No, I didn't have a bob.
Can I please see?
I actually don't know if I have. Well, it's not on my Instagram.
I would love to see your hair at my length and it slicked back. Alaire, just do the exact same thing that I'm doing, okay? Just like be my twin.
I've actually have thought about that, but for me, the grow out of this, I've learned I just like my hair short and I'm keeping it short. Let me find.
I mean, the grow out process that you're in, that's tough. It's tough.
I get a haircut like every 2 weeks. I'm very anal about it.
I feel that.
It was this. I don't know if you can call it a bob, but it was short.
This looks like a completely different person.
Oh, 100%. I have gone through a huge change.
No, but why does your face look so different?
I don't know. Maybe I've just lost some baby fat in my face.
I love the hair.
That hair?
Yeah. You look so different. I did swipe.
You can swipe. I don't have nudes or anything. My hair was a little bit under my ear, and then I kept going shorter. I had a mullet for a little bit, and then I finally ended up just buzzing it. Cutting my hair kind of like you had been something I wanted to do for a long time, because even when I had long hair, I always put it in a bun or like put it in a ponytail or something like that, because I was always tired of it. Also, I was a swimmer, so my hair was always damaged.
Mm.
But I never thought about cutting it, because where I was at my life, it wasn't like the feminine thing to do. You know, didn't like cut their hair because it was seen as too masculine.
Yeah.
I didn't do it for the longest time. I had this inkling feeling that I wanted to do something with my hair and I didn't like my hair, and so that's why I would always push it back, but I didn't allow myself. But once I found other people kind of truly living their life and just being who they wanted to be, that's when I finally cut my hair. The next stage for me was a buzz cut and then kind of a fuck ass bob.
I did a fuck ass bob.
I did a mullet and then I buzzed my hair.
You did a mullet?
I did a mullet.
Did you do a mullet and still have sex with men with a mullet?
The bob, yes. The mullet, no.
I was gonna say, you men, you'll
I still get flirted on even today, and I'm like, are you trying to come out to me? Because if you are, this is a safe space. But
that's what I feel.
A look down here.
You can't always see them though, so
that's true. It depends on what I wear. But no, mine was a very similar thing in terms of like, once I cut my hair, obviously was more instantly confident, and then that's when the style came in. I don't 100% know my style, but that's when I started allowing myself to actually dress more masculine and start experimenting with those things. Because even when I had long hair and was still feeling more masculine internally, I didn't actually show it externally. So it wasn't until I cut my hair that I started playing around with it. I'm still playing around with it now. I personally love the like old money style of like the pleated trousers and like a long loose button up. I like a really super clean aesthetic. And then there's also aesthetics where some days I want to dress like you. What was that?
It's just, that was so sweet.
Well, because you do. You have an amazing style. And I do want to preface this. A lot of people are like, how do you find your style? I don't think there's such thing as like a defined style. I think there's things that make you comfortable. And totally. I think you find that and you experiment with that. But I think the whole point is you can feel something one day and feel completely different. So I think tying yourself and finding your style like to a T, dictionary definition, I don't think is something that exists. Because I think it will forever change. Mine's still changing on a daily basis.
That's what I think it is. I think it's finding it true to you, you know, and it does shift. Like I was saying, mine shifts all the time. And also, like, I think that...
Yeah.
There's people that you look to and you're like, wow, I really like pieces of that. There's parts of all these different kind of styles that you see and you put them together to find your own, what feels good.
It's not finding your style, it's finding what you're comfortable with, I think is the difference.
I think that there's another thing that I've learned this the hard way with style. I see men or cutie gay guys wearing clothes and I'm like, oh my God, that's going to look so good. And then I get it and I'm like, I do have to remember I still have a woman's body. That does not look right on me.
Yeah.
And I've gone through that multiple times because I do like to wear men's clothing. I obviously wear some women's clothing, but yeah. just for things that I like a baggier vibe. I like wearing pants like on the lower side of my hips. I don't like a high rise.
No, you wear low.
Should well, I go low rider? No.
The amount of times I see her underwear, she's sagging. She's sagging and bagging.
But it's also because I just buy pants really big because I like a baggy vibe.
That's fair.
I had a question for you though, and I know that a lot of you guys were asking about this, and I cannot speak to it as well because I got negative girls up here.
You got mosquito bites.
Someone that has boobs asked us, hey, I'm a little bit more mask. How do I wear clothes without feeling a little off, like especially baggy clothes? So how do you go about that?
I think I do this thing where I will see what somebody else is wearing, and then I'm like, that will look so good on me. And then I put it on it, and I'm like, that doesn't look good on me.
Yeah.
A very common thing for me is like tight skin stuff. If it's very fitting. In my head, I would love to wear fitting stuff, but the first thing you see, I look like an uppercase P. These are like gonna be 3D printing, poking in your eye. It's more so that thing of learning your body type, I think is actually a very important thing. If there are certain parts of your body that you wanna highlight, you dress that way. If there's certain parts of your body that you want to maybe more so hide, I don't know if that's 100% the correct word. I don't think you should ever hide yourself, but maybe it doesn't make you feel as comfortable because what you're wearing can exude confidence, which is kind of the point of this episode. But so for me, I had to learn what worked and what didn't. For me right now, where I am, baggy stuff helps a lot because you can't really see them right now because of the shirt that I'm wearing. Mm-hmm. It's very baggy and loose fitting and flowing. I have some tighter stuff, but those days I tend to wear like a compression bra or like, because I don't really have a binder, I probably should get one, but usually a compression bra, something that helps me feel more confident within my expression. But it's kind of, again, same thing tying back to, it's just been an experiment in terms of what I feel confident in, because sometimes a little chest is fine and then other days it's not. But I would say more so if you have big ol' snobba-lobba ding-dongs. Milk truck, slobba-lobba ding-dongs. I just made it worse.
It didn't fucking get better, I'll tell you that for free.
You need to figure out what is going to make you feel confident, but bagginess for sure will help.
I have a lot of friends that, rephrase, I don't have a lot of friends.
No, she doesn't have any friends.
I have a few close friends.
Itty bitty.
Yes, I like a small group that have some tits, and I think binders are great. If you feel comfortable in a binder too, I think that they can help a lot.
I have compression bras from Tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not a binder, so it doesn't sit back as much, but even those can be so, because it's a lot of pressure on you, so I can only imagine what a binder is. They I personally want to get mine chopped off. Not chopped off, but I want a reduction.
Yeah.
That will help me feel more comfortable in my skin.
There's a few friends that I have that have gotten their tits chopped off and they're still lesbians and masks and whatever the fuck. They just don't have titties. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
If I had big tits, they'd be chopped.
I think that's actually a really great segue into something I wanted to talk about. I think there's this idea that people have created, which is true, and we use it also. I think there's too much gendering of things. I think for some reason people are like, if you chop off your boobs, all of a sudden that makes you for some reason less of a woman. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like this idea that femininity is defined by if you have tits or not. And I think that goes into a lot of things, because I think if people are like, well, if you're chopping off your boobs, you must be trans, which is true for some. It's more about that whole thing of like feeling comfortable within yourself, because if you feel comfortable within yourself, that's where the confidence plays from. And I think it's something I wanted to talk about personally, because I just recently discovered this, talking about gendering things, is like nails, makeup, things that are quote unquote more feminine, but actually not feminine. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I fully agree. I know for myself that getting into wearing makeup, into nails, is something that I've found in my self-expression.
Yeah.
I know I have done these, don't look at these because these are horrendous.
They're still very cool.
I really like to do nail art. Yeah. I think it's a part of my self-expression, but also it's a part of like my mask makeup, so to speak. I think nails are also a big representation of fashion.
Yeah.
I think they're expressing a part of who you are. So many fun things that you can do with it. I do little bits of makeup. Not today because it was fucking early and I said I'm
don't
not
trying. Don't you have mascara on?
I do have mascara on. Okay. I wanted to look a little pretty for you.
Oh, thank you. You always look so a little pretty for me.
Yes, I know. But yeah, I do a lot of light makeup. I do believe that when people put you into specific categories, they think that that is not what you should do.
Yeah.
But if you do represent as more masculine, if you feel because you are more masculine, you can't do that. I say fuck no to that, because whatever feels right to you, that's going to be another form of self-expression and confidence. And identity.
I recently started getting my nails done. I made a video about it. For some reason, I had kind of like cutting my hair, of gendered it, of like, if I cut my hair too short, I won't be feminine anymore, which is true to a point, but it's also about how you wear it. There's still many feminine people who have short hair. And I think then with my nails, I never allowed myself to have my nails done because in my head it was too feminine, which I think is a huge thing that people need to let go of. I mean, yes, we've been sitting here and talking about dressing more masculine, and I think that's to a point, but it's also more so how you wear things. It's more so how you wear the clothes. I think like crop tops on men can still be very masculine. Skirts on women who want to be more masculine, still very masculine.
Yes.
So, and even also, for nails,
who cares, you know?
And who cares? That's why I think it's about that whole thing of like being what you're comfortable with. For me personally, once I was starting to experiment with my style and became more confident in who I was, then I started also experimenting with starting to do makeup again and starting to do my nails again. Granted, if you want to put, for lack of the better words, a more masculine way of doing it, of like, I just do concealer and maybe some contour and blush, it's that. But it's, I think if it makes you comfortable, I think who cares, and you should be allowed to do it. If painting your nails makes you comfortable and if you love it, do it. Maybe there's different ways to
do it.
That's more so why I just wanted to talk about it, of this idea of
I love that.
I don't think you should see something and be like, well, that's too feminine, I could never. No, I think that's holding you back from something.
For sure. And that's a whole other part of like getting into your femininity when you are more, I always say quotes because there's so many different ways to express yourself.
It's such a fine line.
I say it that way because I express as more of like an androgynous mask presenting person.
I like the term androgynous.
Yeah, I love the term androgynous as well. But now that I'm at this point of feeling so confident in the way that I dress and the way that I present myself, I'm now diving into adding in more femininity into my day-to-day, my style, things like that, because now that I feel so confident, I can do that. Another thing that I was going to say that has nothing to do with that, but I love when a man paints their nails. Those are the men that I'm attracted to. When I see a man that's painting his nails, I'm like, you're fucking hot.
Usually men are the type of people that look at other men with painted nails and be like, that means you're gay. Yeah. Because their masculinity is so fragile. Yeah. I think if you're willing to experiment with things that are quote unquote more feminine, I think that makes you the most confidence within your masculinity.
Totally.
I love when people do that. I was watching a show the other day and the man had painted nails. It wasn't weird. They were simply black and it looked amazing.
No, it looks really good. There's something to be said for like, once you find that truth, diving into your femininity actually becomes more okay, like easier to do. When I was more femme presenting, I was scared. Like I was like, ugh, this feels
because
weird.
You already don't feel like yourself, feel so confident. Why would you push into something that feels more not like you? I think that's so interesting that it's kind of this formula of like finding yourself, unlearning certain things, and then kind of diving back into things. And allowing yourself to do it. And usually it's in different ways. Like I would never paint my nails the way I used to paint them. No. But I still am painting them.
Do it with me.
One, two, three.
That was
nice. Give me a cheers.
Celsius.
We've been talking about a lot of physicalities in terms of confidence, and I think a lot of those reign true. I think the way that you look and feel will exude your confidence, but another thing I want to talk about is also emotional confidence, and not only feeling confident externally, but internally. I know for me, there was a long time where I would look back and I didn't like the person that I was.
Mm.
I now like myself and I'm more confident within myself, and some of it plays into how I present, and a lot of it plays into how I am as a person, and now finally liking the person that I am. I think that also portrays to confidence. So what were the things that you did internally as well that allowed you to be the confident person that you are?
It's funny because we talk about these episodes before, and then when the questions come, I'm like,
oh, my brain draws a blank. I don't have an answer for that. I don't know.
I always felt pretty confident within myself emotionally.
Yeah.
And with that, I think a big reason for it is because I grew up with a mom that was a therapist. So emotionally speaking, being confident and being true to yourself and talking highly to yourself internally is, I think, what gave me that confidence. I think that's what it comes down to. Even to this day, I think you're always working on your confidence. You're always working on yourself. Never gonna stop doing that.
Yeah.
Therapy, huge one that's benefited me to find that confidence to stay true to myself. But also, even in this last year, given that you're always growing, my girlfriend does this thing where she does spells daily, or
she's a witch, she says. She's like, because I'm a witch. bitch.
Yeah, and she writes things out and she very much manifests, but also subconsciously says things to, you know, help her and make her feel
pretty
good and confident. And I've started to do that. And I've noticed such a huge shift subconsciously.
It's like speaking positive things into a mirror or something like that. Yeah,
and I think that's a big one. Daily, even if you look into a mirror and you say a few things to yourself, you write a couple things out in the morning, just like putting out into the universe that confidence that you want to give off, but the confidence that you also want to show yourself is something that's really, really helped me. And
it's how you perceive yourself.
Yeah, and I've continued to do that, but I've always kind of felt like I've been quite confident in myself because of those things and I've leaned on them a lot. What about you?
Thanks,
so,
dude.
And that was that, man.
That's the segue. And you now go.
Yeah, you go, bro.
You speak now words.
I gotta like bring it back to being a fuckhead.
Mine was similar to yours. Also, for me, therapy was a huge thing. I was put in therapy very young. I'm very thankful for that because
I think that's so great.
I was like, I want to say 13.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and at first I hated it. Yeah. I was like, I don't ever want to do this again. This is stupid. To be fair, it is about finding a good therapist. My first therapist I hated. She did the thing where she would look at you and then be like, where did you just go right now? And I would be like, I'm just thinking about the lunch that I want to have later today. I don't know how that actually brings into anything that we're talking about. And I hated her. As I got older and actively wanted to talk to certain therapists, I just wanted to find the right one. But therapy was a big thing about helping me be comfortable with and who I was. And, you know, also just being a stronger person emotionally. And I think that helped a lot in terms of my confidence and now knowing and feeling like a good person, not only to myself, but to other people for once. Because again, I didn't always like who I was.
Yeah.
So that was a huge thing. I mean, the manifestation has helped me also just be confident in knowing that I can do the things that I strive and want to do, I think have helped me. I think another thing about confidence, this is probably the last thing I say, the people who you are around.
So interesting. I was just going to say that.
is the people that you are around. When I was in middle school and elementary school, I was also kind of the butt of the joke, and people I would be the person
I don't
that
like that
it was it I'm over it, but
that makes me really upset.
And so of course I wasn't going to be confident with who I was because the people around me weren't celebrating
you
the person that I was.
You guys suck, whoever did that. And look at them now,
gay rights. Surrounding yourself with people who put you and who you are as a person on a pedestal,
absolutely,
I think is a really important thing. And also just embrace the person that you are and love that person also helps with your confidence, also mentally and physically.
I think as you get older too, you realize with the people that you are around, it slowly starts to go like this.
Yeah.
Like I have maybe 4 people
that
really I would like, if I thought of like having my best day and I were to choose those, it's gonna be a small group. I always want to be that person that has like, I mean, acquaintances, yeah, there's a bunch, but like has like that, I'm like, I don't trust people enough, nor do I feel like that many people truly want you to shine.
I've been very fortunate where I've had a lot of good people in my life,
especially
recently. Not that they're saying they're maybe not in my life anymore, but still, you and your girlfriend are the two people that are truly, either you call it a girls or truly just supportive
girls,
but truly just want the best for their friends, and that is very rare. Like, without competition, you know, like I'm never doing something and you're jealous of and vice versa, and say with your girlfriend.
Of course.
I think friendship dynamics can be a whole other episode. If you want to see that, comment your questions and let us know, and also say yes, please. Thank you. Because we're polite in this house. Let's do some rapid fire questions and then this episode.
Let us know if you even like the rapid fire or if you want us to do something else.
They usually pertain to the theme of the episode.
They do, or they fucking don't.
Okay, rapid fire. Do you like being called pretty or handsome?
I like both.
Yeah, both. Makeup or no makeup?
No.
Baggy or skinny?
Baggy.
Baggy. Shorts or pants?
Pants.
Pants. Don't look at my calves. Self-help books. I love them.
Sometimes.
Smash. Therapy or no therapy?
Yes.
Therapy.
Oh. I just wanted to say that finding your style, finding your confidence, again, it's a fucking journey, and allow yourself to have that journey, and it's ebbs and flows here, babes.
It's, what is that, a marathon, not a race?
Yes.
You're always going to be changing as a person. People are dynamic. They're not stagnant in terms of also just what they want. I think you trying to put yourself in a box for your style and for your confidence and for what makes you feel like you is not right.
If you guys have more questions, please let us know.
We will always go back to it. Where can people find you?
Y'all can find me at call.me.england on Instagram and TikTok.
And you can find me at Alaire Thomas on Instagram and TikTok.
And you can find the podcast at Yap and Strap Podcast on Instagram and TikTok.
This has been Yap and Strap. My name is Alaire Thomas. This is England.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, that is it.
Let's see
bye.